I understand that there was a board meeting last week, and we'll touch on the high points of that, if you would. First of all, the board discussed the first round of budget cuts.
Yes, the budget reduction process is a lengthy process. It actually began back in December, where the board directs administration to look at necessary reductions. And then our step right now deals with the actual resolution, which reduces programs and positions, not specific people. And one of the major changes is retirement of Cindy Moose, who is a very dedicated teacher and one that we truly appreciate the time and effort she's put in. And that would be our Family and Consumer Science program. And one of the reductions that the board passed was a reduction in that, or elimination of that program, based on interest in the future. We may have the culinary arts, but for 12-13, we will not be offering a culinary arts class.
Okay. And then there was also some discussion, I understand, of next year's school schedule.
Yes. One of the things that we are doing is we're trying to be creative with the calendar. If you have listened to other districts such as Cloquet, Carleton, I also believe maybe Grand Rapids, one of the things that we are looking at doing, instead of going to a four-day week, simply looking at extending the day some, not a lot, but some, and then not bringing kids in quite as many days. And so we're looking at reducing the number of days that kids come into school by 15, and that would extend our day by 28 minutes. We'd be looking at an 8:07 start time, 3:30 end time. And that savings in transportation, plus some of the other savings through kitchens, through paraprofessionals, the bus driver costs, etc., we're looking at approximately an $85,000 savings there.
Wow.
And so it's,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's significant, and it adds up really quickly. And at the same time, the actual instructional hours, even though we've reduced 15 days, the actual daytime, due to the lengthened days, is actually only about 3 days.
Mm. So there would be some four-day weeks then?
Correct. As about half and half. There's
okay.
Still more five-day weeks than four-day weeks, but it's very close to a half and half type of situation.
Beth, what else is the board addressing at this time?
We had a work session last week with the joint, with the other charter schools in the district, and looking at ways, again, trying to look at ways to cost save. And we talked a lot about our mental health needs of our kids. We talked a lot about third-party billing and how we can reduce tuition billing for special education students. And overall, it was a real good, positive meeting. So again, trying to find ways to work together that are beneficial financially for all districts, including ISD 166.
Okay. And how often does the board meet?
The school board meets. We just changed our meetings last month again. So we are meeting the third Thursday, beginning at 5 p.m. for the actual meeting. We do listen to public comments at 4:45. And then there's a formal comment section also shortly after the board meeting starts.
Okay, so that was my next question. The public is welcome to attend?
Yes, and encouraged to attend.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I think we'll keep it short today, and good luck on your fundraising. Oh, it looks like Mr. Carter might have a question.
Bob
has
something.
I don't have a question. I just have a comment that I recognize how difficult it is both for the administration and also for the school board to continue to look at ways to cut. But I got to congratulate you on the success of the students and so at Cook County. You know, when you continue to see the success not only in athletics, but the Knowledge Bowl.
Robotics
and everything that comes out in the paper that you see. Things that like the other night...
Theater sports was incredible.
And,
yeah,
I heard it was just amazing, and I hope to catch it this afternoon. The fact is, with less and less, you're doing more and more, and I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth, for coming in today. That was Beth Schwartz. She's the superintendent of School District 166 here in Cook County.